You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the ambassador of the United Arab Emirates to Russia lost his father to an assassin when he was just 6 years old. Now, in a very personal collection of letters, he urges his young sons and other Muslims to embrace moderate Islam and reject hatred and violence. We'll hear his story.
First, the internet media company BuzzFeed has been the target of criticism after it released an unconfirmed 35-page dossier of embarrassing information about President-elect Donald Trump allegedly gathered by Russian intelligence officials.
Beyond the criticism from President-elect Trump and his staff, the decision sparked a debate about the role of media outlets and whether the public is best served through total transparency, even when information is unverified.
Jeff Seglin joins us now to talk about the ethical ramifications of the release of that document. He's a faculty member at the Harvard Kennedy School, and he writes the Right Thing column, which looks at general ethics. Jeff, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's first listen to incoming White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer's remarks from the news conference yesterday where he condemned the report.
It's frankly outrageous and highly irresponsible for a left-wing blog that was openly hostile to the president-elect's campaign to drop highly salacious and flat-out false information on the internet just days before he takes the oath of office. According to BuzzFeed's own editor, there are some serious reasons to doubt the allegations in the report. The executive editor of the New York Times also dismissed the report by saying it was, quote, totally unsubstantiated, echoing the concerns that many other reporters expressed on the internet.
Now, there is incoming Press Secretary Sean Spicer. And on the other hand, BuzzFeed said they were practicing transparency. They were letting the public decide and that these documents were circulating at the highest levels of government. So, Jeff, he's right.
Among journalists for months as well.
And Jeff, what do you think about those two sides of the argument?
The documents were out there, and the key word for journalists doing business is they were unsubstantiated. So the reason that they didn't see press from other outlets was that they weren't substantiated. They didn't know who the source of the documents were, and they didn't know if the documents were true. So making an argument for transparency is not particularly a legitimate one in this particular case, because it would argue for just publishing anything whether you knew it was accurate or not, which is not how you practice good journalism.
Well, for those of us who didn't go to journalism school, what does it mean to verify a story? And in this case, what would have been needed to check off that particular box?
Well, I went to divinity school, so I didn't go to journalism school, but I was a journalist. I think one of the things to know first is who is the source, who's providing the information to provide the documents. Who's providing the document? Who put the document together? Those are things they didn't know when they were reviewing the documents. There's a terrific piece in the New York Times after the fact that just lays out what we did know and what we don't know. And the things we didn't know were who it was from, how legitimate any of it was, and how credible it was. And not knowing all of those things sort of rises to the occasion of not being ready for publication.
And it's certainly gotten criticism from a lot of publications for those very reasons you just outlined there. On the other hand, we seem to be in a political era where there are regular, you know, we call them leaks. WikiLeaks has a lot of documents that came out during the presidential campaign, and they were, at that point, a matter of public record, even though they didn't come from CNN or the New York Times. I mean, are we in a new era and we just haven't realized it until now?
Well, I think we're in a new era because the access to information has changed. WikiLeaks has never pretended to be a journalistic outfit. They do data dumps, and they dump the information out there, and then people sort through it. When they first came out, I think The Guardian, in combination with the New York Times, went through it and pulled out information that they could report on credibly about what was there. So that there are media outlets that provide raw information, and then there are outlets that actually do journalism, which is trying to sort of suss out what's real and what's not.
Well, CNN has been pulled into the vortex of the criticism that we were talking about, although they did not publish the details of these documents. They just said that they existed and that President-elect Trump had been briefed on them. Do you think that was a good decision on their part?
I don't think CNN did anything that they were accused of doing at the press conference yesterday. I think they did not leak the document. They did not have any of the salacious details of the document in their report. They referenced the fact that a report existed and it was making its rounds, and they had not verified anything, so they decided not to publish it. And that seems to be a legitimate choice to make if they want to do credible journalism.
Looking at BuzzFeed's defense of releasing those documents, publishing them in their entirety, they said they err on the side of publishing. If there's a question, it seems as though many other news organizations say if there's a question, they don't publish. But BuzzFeed also said Americans that they did this so Americans can make up their own minds about the allegations. Journalistic ethics aside, which I know is the point of this conversation, but is there an argument there? Is this something that Americans should have been able to think about?
There's a great argument there, but that's also an argument that people made for fake news. I mean, we can put anything we want out there, whether it's real or not, and let the public decide whether it wants to believe it or not. That, to me, creates a mess, because then we're relying on the public to have to decide what they're seeing on their Twitter feed, what they're seeing on their Facebook pages, what they're seeing in emails that people forward to them, what they're seeing posted. Is it real or is it not real? And it's the job of the journalist and journalism outfits to provide information that's credible. So, yes, we can let the public decide for everything, but that puts an awful amount of burden on the public to decide what's real and what's not. And I don't think that's the job of a journalist to do that. The job of a journalist is not just to dump data on the reader and say, look at this. It's like the kid who, you know, goes to smell the carton of milk and says, this stinks, and then hands it to his mother and says, smell this.
Jeff Seglin is with us. He's a faculty member at the Harvard Kennedy School and a writer of the Right Thing column that takes a look at ethics. And one thing that most journalistic organizations encounter is the need to get there first. They want to be the person who publishes. And so with CNN tiptoeing into those waters by announcing that there is such a dossier, could you make the argument that this was inevitable? Someone was going to publish this, and if you're a news organization, you might as well be the one who gets there first.
Right. So that's the idea of the get. Somebody wants to sort of get the person to talk on the air first or get the information first, and there is a big challenge to do that. There's a big desire to do ratings, but not at the expense of getting it right. There's a great clip someplace, and I can't remember if it's Frank McGee or one of the other legendary newsmen at the time of the Kennedy assassination in 1963, where so much information, even back then, before the Internet, was coming out about what was real and what was not. And then the newsman just stopped and said, let's just get it right. And I think that was a moment that caused everybody to pause and just said, look, it's important that we get the information right. And I think that's critical now on both sides of the aisle. I mean, clearly this is not just something that's been directed towards the president-elect. It's also been dished back, where there's a lot of tweets coming from his Twitter feed that start with credible news sources inform me. That if we want people to be able to trust what the information that's going out there, we have to provide them with information that can be trusted.
And we leave it there. Jeff, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Talking to Jeff Seglin there, faculty member at the Harvard Kennedy School and writer of the Right Thing column, which looks at general ethics, talking about BuzzFeed's decision to publish a 35-page dossier with embarrassing information about Donald Trump.